I am talking okay. with the one and only Mick Mulvaney right here. I apologize for being late here today. I am so pleased that you're going to take 5 minutes with us here today, Mick, before you catch a plane and go home.
I'm going home, thank goodness, yes.
So, Mick Mulvaney, you were just telling us that the penalty for...
Yeah, we had a hearing yesterday, and apparently... the DEA did some internal investigations and found out they had a rash of, for lack of a better word, and this is actually what they were described in the report as sex parties, where South American drug lords would hire prostitutes to go over to the houses of the DEA agents and have these sex parties, and the drug lords would actually go over and sort of chaperone the whole thing and watch the guns and the Blackberries and the cell phones while the agents went off with the, for lack of a better word, hookers. And this was uncovered. And the penalty that the gentleman, I guess is the word you would use there, sort of.
The penalty.
Yeah, the penalty was between 2 days and 14 days suspension.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Nobody got fired.
Nobody got fired.
And when I and the reason it became sort of a national story was I asked the head of the DEA why she didn't fire these guys, and she said she couldn't. And I think it came to news, so it came as news to a lot of people that the head of the agency could not fire the people that work for her. But it turns out that is the law.
Why?
And,
why?
The most federal workers are protected by the Civil Service Act, which sets up this elaborate mechanism by which they can be fired. It's not as easy as you or me being fired, and it needs to be changed. But her attitude was, well, I can't really do that much about it. So she was very clear that she disapproved of it.
Right.
But she didn't actually do anything about it.
Wow. Well, moving real quick, because I know you're in a hurry. I know you're concerned about the future with the budget and our indebtedness and everything. Are we making any strides?
No, not really. In fact, we took a couple steps back last week when we passed our budget. We had set up some spending caps in law back in the summer of 2011, and we just unilaterally broke those caps about 2 weeks ago. We decided that we wanted to spend more money in this particular circumstance on the military. And don't get me wrong, I voted for additional military spending, but I also voted at the same time to make reductions elsewhere to pay for it so that that spending didn't increase the deficit. And then last week, we decided to go ahead and spend more money without paying for it, so the deficit will go up as a result. So no, I just don't think right now deficits are in vogue. People don't take it seriously. You know, we have all these high-profile headlines from around the world about how dangerous it is, and people automatically think the best way to deal with that is to spend more borrowed money, and I just don't agree with that.
You're right. So do we have anything that is looking good on the front?
Yeah, well, it's a couple different things. In fact, go back to that DEA hearing that I just had, and this doesn't ever get recorded. You know, one question I've never gotten, and this is not a slam against you, but I've never gotten this question from anybody, which is, do you have any really good bipartisan legislation you're working on? The answer is yes. We passed a bunch of bipartisan bills this week dealing with mostly financial services reform. But go back to that DEA hearing that we had. Immediately after the DEA hearing, the Democrats were just as outraged as the Republicans were about how those sex parties were treated. So a letter went out with 14 Democrats and 9 Republicans in one day, saying to the president, we've lost confidence in this person, and we think she should be removed. So that is a step in the right direction. That sometimes it does get so bad that the bipartisanship is the next thing to happen. So there is hope, I think, for fixing the place in the long run.
In the long run. And last question, because I know you're in a hurry. What are we doing on, do you think, on immigration? Is there anything happening that is positive?
No.
Okay, well, it's a short.
It is a short. Well, listen, the president threw a real monkey wrench in. We were trying to have real conversations about fixing the border security last year, fixing legal immigration last year, and the president just, you know, with his executive orders, just threw everything out the window. So, no, it's very difficult for us even to have a discussion right now about border security, about immigration. And I don't blame people. People are angry. I'm angry. The president, in my mind, went around Congress in a way that was very detrimental to the system, and it's sort of hard to play by the rules when he won't. So I wish I had a better answer there. Maybe I wish we could end on a higher note than that, but no, right now I don't think there's anything happening on immigration.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking this 5 minutes, and I know you got to get to the airport.
Well, enjoy Washington. It's a beautiful time of year to come visit.
It certainly is.
I'm not sure what this hotel is that y'all are in. This is the strangest radio room I've ever been in. I kind of like this. This is cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw Louis Gohmert. He was just hopping from one desk to the other. It was great. So, anyway, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye.